What does it mean? I mean, just having Joe back, you know, after these years, and what do you think? How does he fit back into that OC job?
Joe Philbin, great positive energy. It's been a lot of fun. We've taken a little bit of a back to basics approach on offense. We're, you know, going back and building a playbook like you would if it was your first year as a staff. So, and Joe's such a great teacher. So, it's been a lot of fun so far.
During games when Joe was here with you, how valuable is he at figuring out what a defense is showing you in the first half of a game?
Joe's an excellent football coach. Obviously, game day, you know, recognition of what's going on, adjustments, in-game adjustments. It's fluid, but he's an extraordinary communicator. He doesn't, you know, never gets too high, never gets too low, and that's obviously an excellent asset to have on game day.
Obviously, you're the play caller, but when you and Joe would sit down in your Monday, Tuesday game planning meetings and put the plan in place, how big of a part did he play in that when he was here?
I mean, he was the offensive coordinator, so he, you know, he runs those meetings. He's the guy at the front of the room, just the way we've always been structured, back to, you know, probably 08, 07. I'm trying to think when I stopped running all the meetings at full time there. But, you know, so Joe's always been in front of the room. He'll run the meetings, and just with my role being the head coach and the play caller, you know, sometimes you're in and out of some of those meetings. So, but yeah, we're back to the same format.
Mike, how did that come together? Like, obviously, the changes in Indianapolis, and you're making changes. Can you kind of take us through how you got Joe back?
Well, long process. You know, timing has so much to do. Anytime you have staff changes, the timing of, you know, Indianapolis' situation when Joe became available, and, you know, it didn't take too many conversations, and it was quick, and you know, it was a no-brainer from my perspective. So, and we're excited to have him back.
Mike, obviously with the personal thing that happened with him here, did he have any reservations about coming back and having to deal with those things? Was that a discussion amongst you?
Has been for years, frankly, and I'll let Joe talk on that. I mean, it's, you know, that's something that, you know, it's close to all of us, and so I think it'd be best if Joe will speak to that. But, you know, him and Diane, that's, you know, that was probably my first question. So, you know, he felt it was time to come back, and like I said, we're real excited about having him and his family here.
How quickly does the camaraderie come back in the chemistry, getting in a room with him and starting to working on plays?
Well, you know, Joe's a perfectionist, and he probably had a lot more anxiety than I did, because, you know, things change. You know, terminology changes, the evolution of the, you know, he's a line coach at heart. So, you know, starting with the run game and how we do things, and that's why it's been you know, we just love to talk football. So the fact that we were able to go back and start with, you know, how you call formations, and they wanted to change the huddle. I thought number 12 had a little problem with changing the huddle after year 12. So we kind of stuck with the one that works. So just, you know, all those little things. And but yeah, he's you know, it comes very natural to Joe.
Structure of the staff with the number of coordinators you have, what is your philosophy looking into that?
It's more definition of responsibility, really, really kind of putting, you know, lifting, you know, the run game and the passing coordinators to a higher level, and it'll show up more in the responsibility, particularly what's presented to the players and giving them an opportunity to grow. Frankly, in my time here, you know, I felt that our young coaches were a bit restricted for growth, and because of, you know, having established older coordinators in place, and just the way our staff was lined up in the past. And this new structure gives young, talented coaches a chance to grow within. And we've always preferred to advance our younger coaches up through the ranks, and I'm excited about, you know, all these guys. You know, obviously, Joe Witt and his time here. Now this gives him an opportunity to have a lot more input. Him and Mike Pettine have, you know, it's they hit it running. You know, they might got here. So that's been fun to watch. You know, so it just, you know, you go through all those guys. You know, Patrick now bringing his experience from New York and in New England. You know, it was an opportunity for him to do more than the inside linebacker coach position. So, and really, frankly, recognizing James Campen for the job that he's done. You know, he's been, you know, intricate part of not only developing our offensive lineman, but he has, you know, always taken the lead in the run game. So it was nice to recognize James that way. And Jim Hosler brings a unique, you know, set of skills and experience here that he'll be in front of the room, you know, primarily when it comes to the pass game on offense. So it's more a reflection of the jobs that they'll be doing and an opportunity to advance from the, you know, the assistant coach level to the, you know, obviously to a level between that and the coordinator.
Will your run and pass game coordinators on both sides of the ball report directly to the coordinators or directly to you?
The flow stays the same. You have the head coach to the coordinator all the way down. So chain of command is the same as it's been.
Mike, what do you expect Mike Patton to bring to this defense?
Well, Mike, you know, number one, you know, he has a system of defense that has been extremely successful. And going through the defensive coordinator interviews, you spend a lot of time on the phone, really. I mean, the time that you spend is, and I haven't done it in years, is more talking to others, you know, the backgrounds and the relationships of the people that you're looking to talk to. So, and frankly, when Mike and I got into the room together, you know, I had some other ideas because I had a couple of options of how I was looking to build the staff. I never felt that, you know, you had to be rigid in being structured a certain way. And when we start going, I felt like we really connected. I think it's important in the game of football, particularly in coaching, you look for people that kind of view the game the way you do. You know, his background in analytics, you know, the ability to teach, you know, being in tune with, you know, today's athletes. There's a number of things that I had five clear components and characteristics that I was looking for in the new defensive coordinator. And I'll say this, Joe Witt did an outstanding job in his interview. I thought Joe hit the target on the five components. I'm not going to get into specifics of that. But I thought Mike really knocked it out of the park. So I knew early in the process that he was the right man for the job.
In what ways do you expect the defense to change?
Improvement. I mean, it's all about improvement. There's no magic formula. We're going to build off of what we have here. There's going to be a lot of carryover systematically from, you know, our past defense to this defense. But at the end of the day, every system that we have here, offense, defense, and special teams is built around our players. You know, it's about making our players successful. You know, we don't try to put square pegs in a round hole and things like that. You know, everybody has an idea. You understand the type of players that you want in your program. You know, you have profiles that you look at and adhere to. The communication between Brian and I, you know, it's progressing. But at the end of the day, our system will reflect our players.
He's got a history of playing really good pass defense. Is that one of your big deals there as far as finding a coordinator?
It's not that specific. Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, fully aware of his statistics, you know, particularly throughout his career. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to stop the run first. Hopefully, you know, things keep progressing. The offense can get the lead, and then the stress would be on the opponent, and our pass defense could be successful. That'd be a great way to play every game. I hope it goes that way. But we'll build a system of defense, and once again, it'll be tailored to our players.
How long did you know Mike before the interview process? How long did you know Mike before the interview process, just from your time in the league?
Just knew Mike from distance. I mean, we met when he was head coach in Cleveland. Knew of Mike. We have a number of mutual friends. There are a number of people that I've worked with that have worked with Mike. You know, Brian Angelico was on Mike's staff in Cleveland. So, and that's why the process, I know from my perspective, takes so much time, because you spend the majority, I know I have, the majority of time you're talking to the second or third person removed from the candidate.
Mike, you've talked a lot the last few years about simplicity
And it sounds like his defense is fairly complex. Did you guys talk about that? Is that something that you want to have him simplify a little bit, or what are your thoughts?
Pete, very general there. Define simplicity, define complexity. At the end of the day, it's about making your players, play fast. I mean, every offense wants to make the defense think that they're doing more things than they are. Football still comes down to the fundamentals and techniques. It's no different on defense. So there's specific areas that we need to improve on defense, starting with the pre-snap. We need to do a better job winning the pre-snap and when you get into the scheme and so forth. But at the end of the day, we have a certain level of experience on defense. We'll try to build off of that. We need to add players to our roster. That's clearly a focus. There's a profile of how we view our defensive players. We've spent time going through that. Brian and I have visited once on that already. So, those are the types of things you really focus on, particularly in a time of change. We need to take advantage of the energy, the enthusiasm, and really, all the new experience that has come into our coaching staff.
His defenses in the past, if you look at the rosters, they were probably more veteran rosters than what we've seen here over the last few years. Does his hiring signal some of the stuff we talked about when Brian came on board, different ways of roster building around here? Does this signify more of that change, that it won't necessarily be youth, 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 youth?
Well, we all understand the vehicles to create a competitive 90-man roster. So, the goal is to have the most competitive 90-man roster. There definitely we want to add as much as we can to the current roster. Our defensive system, no different than our offensive system, no different than special teams, which, historically my 12 years here has had the biggest challenge because, our special teams coach is yearly pretty much almost starting new again because he has all the first-year rookies, as primary contributors. So, we will tailor that, this system to our players. I mean, we understand what we want to be and we understand what we are right now. But at the end of the day, it's taking the resources, getting the team to come together and, play to win and win championships. We all understand what the standard here is in Green Bay.
You mentioned Brian a couple of times. This is the first time we've talked to you since Mark announced the change in structure at the top. How do things change for you now reporting to Mark and maybe being on that same level?
It's been great. I mean, I think I would echo the obvious. I think any head coach would feel great about the increase in communication, with the president of our organization. I've talked to Mark Murphy more in the last three weeks than I have in my 12 years here. So and it's been great. So Mark's a football man. So I appreciate his his understanding not only of who we are. But the league, he's on a competition committee. So, I mean, there's insight there and just to have communication. I mean, he's pretty much checked in with me on a daily basis, has been very forthcoming as, hey, is, coaching, anything he could do. So, I like that. I think we talk about the basics in any professional organization or business and communication is at the forefront. Our communication has greatly increased. And for that, we are better.
Mike, this is the biggest change you've had probably since you got here and have this whole new staff. How do you incorporate them all together in time for, one season? And how did you know about personalities and things like that?
Tom, it's a great point. I think it goes back to what I said earlier. It's like year one. So that's why not only is the defense building a new playbook, so are we on offense. So we're taking that approach. And it's been great. You have new input. You have new experiences that are in the room. You have a different way of saying the same thing. That's a big part of coaching. We're salesmen each and every day to our players to do the things that are needed to do to win. I mean, this is not what our players do for a living is not natural. I mean, so as many different ways that you can teach and make them understand and connect with them. From a different angle is very beneficial. So it's been exciting. The energy's over the top. We frankly waited to today to make it official, and really it was just so we can make sure that we had everybody here, so you guys could meet everybody. So That's why we waited so long. But it's we've been doing a lot. We've been busy. I'll just say that.
Hey, Mike, real quick, what's Darren Perry's status?
Darren Perry, we will probably have his situation rectified by the end of the week. Is speaking with Darren today. He was actually we had a big full staff meeting with our analytics group, and Darren was in that today. So, but we'll have his status hopefully cleared up by the end of the week.
Thank